What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I had a little bit of this at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, but it looks like the narrative in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho might be changing a little bit. Phil Holloway is going to join us in a second, but let me kind of get you up to date. You had two firefighters who were killed, and another had to have emergency surgery after they showed up to a fire that was allegedly, according to the sheriff out there, set by this guy, they think, who shot the firefighters. Here's the 911 call.
We need law enforcement up here immediately. We've got another Coeur d'Alene firefighter down. We've got two unresponsive battalion chiefs, gunshot wounds, multiple gunshot wounds. Two Coeur d'Alene firefighters are down. I'm pinned down. It's clear to me that this fire was set intentionally to draw us in.
Okay, so the sheriff out there says there's no doubt what happened.
We do believe that the suspect started the fire, and we do believe that it was an ambush, and it was intentional, and we do believe that he started it, and it was totally intentional.
As if, you know, first responders don't have enough on their plate to begin with, even those in St. Louis here showing up, you know, police officers and firefighters in certain parts of the city, they don't feel safe, I'm sure of that.
These firefighters did not have a chance.
So, but here's what's interesting. Let me welcome Phil Holloway into the mix here this afternoon, Fox News legal analyst, good friend of this show in particular. How are you, Phil? Good afternoon.
Well, I'm doing great, brother. I hope you are.
I am, but here's the confusion, and I'm just going to tell you. So I just Googled this to see if there were any updates, and this was a story that just cleared by the Associated Press, and the AP was the first person to identify who this kid was earlier today, and I don't like to mention their names, but he's a 20-year-old kid. But have you seen this update? It says this. This was at 4:44, so just about 20 minutes ago. It says, a man shot firefighters battling a blaze in northern Idaho after they asked him to move his vehicle, killing two of them and wounding a third. That's a news story, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be much, much, much different. That seems, okay, so if this most recent update is true, obviously the caller where they said, you know, this fire was obviously set to lure us in, it seems like maybe it was just somebody with a bad attitude problem and unable to control their temper, and they didn't want to move their vehicle. Now, I guess two things could probably be true, and we have to wait for the investigation to run its course. But the new information always
It's confusing.
Is good to have, because we want to understand what happened so that we can hopefully keep it from happening again. Right.
So I'm even going to give the listeners a good example of back-to-back reports from the AP. So here's the earlier story. As a wildfire began to sow panic in a small northern Idaho mountain town, a group of firefighters who rushed to put out the blaze instead found themselves in an unexpected shootout. A man who had intentionally set the fire to ambush the crew, and I played the audio from the sheriff, you seem to agree with that, was perched in a sniper position firing at the firefighters. They took cover behind fire trucks, but two died and a third was wounded during a barrage of gunfire over several hours. So then the update says a man shot firefighters battling a blaze in northern Idaho after they asked him to move his vehicle, killing two of them and wounding a third. That's like completely different. That's not even close to being the same story.
Well, you know, look, how many times, though, have we watched any of these, you know, breaking news stories involving active shootings where it gets, it changes sometimes by the minute or by the hour or certainly by the day. So I'm not surprised that we're getting more details on this investigation. As a former first responder, you know, I saw this and I'm thinking, you know, this is a rural area. If this is one, and we heard some reports that maybe multiple snipers up there, it's like, what in the world is going on? How are you gonna get enough resources up there unless you have a quick response force, QRF team, you know, from the special forces and an Apache helicopter? How are you gonna neutralize this threat? Turns out it was something obviously horrible and tragic, but maybe our imaginations ran wild.
Well, but maybe, I mean, what's interesting is both of the stories included the sheriff as, you know, the source. And the sheriff basically said...
So you did say there was a gun found, a weapon, correct?
Correct.
What kind was that?
We're not releasing that right now, just because we had to scoop everything up so quickly. We could not preserve the scene like traditionally we would like to. So we believe that there's a likelihood that when we are able to enter the scene again tomorrow without the threat of fire, that we'll find other weapons that were placed.
So we'll have to see. I mean, maybe two things can be true at the same time where they were, you know, coming upon this guy and they were asking him to move the vehicle and he was ambushing them. I don't know. I just think that's weird that the update came out this afternoon, 20 minutes ago, very different than the narrative that's been there the entire day.
Yep. These are always fluid, dynamic, and evolving. And so it's fun to talk about them. And this, but you got to be careful to not let your imagination get too crazy. I was having a hard time not letting my imagination run wild last night because I automatically assumed something way more sinister.
So here's another update of a story that Fred is giving to me right now. And I know nothing about it. This is a Fox News report saying that Brian Kohlberger has accepted a plea deal. And this is both related to Idaho, ironically, in the Idaho student massacre case. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes. I was hearing this just before we went on the air just now together. And so, look, this is a death penalty case. Right. This has always been a death penalty case. And on the eve of trial, literally, is when plea deals tend to come to fruition.
Right.
If it came to fruition today, it's been in the works for a while. They've been talking about it. A lot of times these families, look, they have been through hell. They have been through the worst imaginable hell that you can think of as family, you know, mothers and fathers losing children that way. For them to go through this trial, they would have to relive all of this over and over again. And there is something to be said. Look, I personally think he ought to get the death penalty. If ever there was a case, this one is it. But out of respect for probably the desires and the wishes of some in the family, maybe all of them, they don't have to go through this anymore. And he's going to spend the rest of his life in a hole in a cage somewhere. So I can understand why a plea deal might be attractive to families. And believe me, the victims' families are absolutely in the works of these discussions with prosecutors. Prosecutors don't make this call just on their own. They involve the families of the victims in it. And unless there's more or less consensus that this is in the best interest of the family moving forward, this wouldn't be happening. But the reason that these things come to pass the way they do in death penalty cases is to take death off the table, and also it gives the families some small comfort in closing this horrible chapter of their lives and moving on.
I don't think there was any doubt that this guy was guilty and they had the goods on him. But one of the frustrating parts, and maybe this is just selfishly me as someone who, you know, we all have curiosity with these cases. There's no doubt. That's why documentaries are made. And I'm sure there'll be a documentary made, you know, for Netflix on this one as well. But the thing that's missing is why he did it. And the circumstances are still very bizarre, the nature of the crime. I mean, they have the DNA, they have the knife, or they have the sheath of the knife. So they knew that they had him, you know, pinged in the area. He was doing a little recon. But why in the hell did he do it? And why did he do it to these people?
Well, and, you know, that's he may never reveal that. On the other hand, you know, you can work all kinds of things into a plea deal. And while I haven't seen the terms of this one, but, you know, it may require, and sometimes, and I've actually seen this, where it requires a defendant to fully disclose everything about the case so that these questions can be answered. But, you know, this is the kind of situation where you have a what looks like a mass murderer, obviously, and perhaps a serial killer, right, that's just getting started in his career and makes some mistakes and gets caught right out of the gate. So criminologists and those who study these kind of things will probably be picking his brain for many years.
You would expect, though, if this is just coming together right now, that maybe we'll get some sort of news conference tomorrow where some of these things might be at least asked. I don't know about answered, but typically, you know, the prosecutors like to wrap things up with the media, at least explain to a certain extent what's going on.
Yeah, and if there's going to be a plea deal, it's probably going to happen quick, too, because, you know, you want to strike while the iron's hot. Presumably both sides want this deal to go through, so you know, they want to go ahead and put the final touches on it. It does have to be approved by the judge, but I can't imagine the judge not going along with a plea deal that involves someone serving life without parole.
I admittedly, Phil Holloway, have not followed the ins and outs, and I don't know that many of the listeners have, of the Sean Diddy Combs trial. But apparently that has gone to the jury. But even since this morning, there's been a snag in that because one of the jurors couldn't follow the judge's instructions. Can you explain what's on the line here and where this is heading?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, so I just posted something about this on my X feed, at Phil Holloway ESQ, for anybody who wants to check it out. I think, Mark, that there's a stealth juror. Okay, a stealth juror is someone who doesn't tell the truth during jury selection. They have an agenda to get on the jury. They're trying to get on the jury. Most of us try to get off jury duty. These people try to get onto the actual jury. And it may be for the purpose of convicting somebody, and it may be for the purpose of finding them, you know, not guilty despite the evidence. You know, they have an agenda. Maybe their agenda is publicity in books and things like that. But these are people who will not tell the truth and will find themselves on a jury. And when they get onto a jury, they can cause all kinds of trouble. Because, look, they may be back there simply arguing about things, and you have one person that says, you know, the judge says this, and then one says, well, I remember it differently. The judge didn't say that. The judge said something else. And so it might just be one person's opinion that somebody's not following the judge. The judge can bring that person out if they've identified the juror, and I believe they have, can bring that person out in the courtroom without the other jurors and have a discussion with this juror, with the other parties present, and find out just what's going on. And if the juror comes out and convinces the judge that, no, I'm following your instructions, I'm following them as I understand them and as I believe them to be in good faith, we're just having a disagreement in the jury room. If that's all that it is, he sends them back and tells them to keep going. On the other hand, if it does look like someone is willfully not obeying the judge's instructions, you could be looking at moving an alternate into that juror's place, and then the jury deliberations have to restart all over again. But needless to say, when you have somebody who is in the jury room with an agenda, it can really muck up the works.
So they have to decide if he's guilty of one count of racketeering conspiracy, two counts of sex trafficking, two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Now, I admitted here at the beginning that I haven't followed this very closely, but it does seem in the amount that I have followed that they have the goods on him to get a guilty verdict here. You know, people have heard about the freak-offs. There was a lot of salacious information and testimony in this case. It looks pretty bad for Diddy in this particular situation. Do you think that possibly he gets off and a jury finds him not guilty or not?
Well, I think they have a good, strong case against him, assuming the jurors are deliberating in good faith. They've got a good case against him, at least as far as the transportation of the sex worker across state lines for prostitution. That all seems pretty clear. What might not be quite so clear is, and reasonable doubt creeps in, you know, look, these... We know that there were the freak offs and all this, but we also know through pretty good cross examination and some other evidence and text messages, we know that these victims are, you know, arguably, you know, went along with a lot of this willingly, or at least there's certainly some evidence that the defense has pointed to and has argued shows that they were willing participants. So it's, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, are they really victims? Were they really forced? Or was it something that they went along with because they had some particular affection for him and now they maybe regret it? So the defense was able to raise that issue. They weren't able to, I don't think, prove conclusively, but the defense doesn't have to prove anything. They just have to raise reasonable doubt, a doubt for which a reason can be attached. And if one juror buys that, then the jury can be hung on those counts. So the case against him is not open and shut on all counts, in my view.
Fox News analyst, legal analyst Phil Holloway with us this afternoon. Let's go back to Friday, a slew of Supreme Court decisions, and a lot of them obviously pretty strong. I would say, you know, the Trump administration did pretty well on this slew of cases from this term, vindicated, if you will.
You know, that was quite something from the Supreme Court last week. You know, the ruling as it pertains to, you know, parental rights and education, look, it's past time that the courts rule in favor of moms and dads, because it's moms and dads who control their kids' lives. It's who moms and dads make these decisions. Moms and dads get to make religious and educational decisions, not the schools. And for far too long, moms and dads have been told by schools that you don't count. What you want to do doesn't matter. We are in charge of your kids. So sending that message loud and clear was one of the best things that the Supreme Court could have done for parents in the United States. As to the injunctions, I think we've talked about this before. Look, these judges, they think, okay, I've got the power of judicial review, so that must mean I can substitute my judgment for that of the president because I don't like what the president's doing with this policy. That's not how judicial review works. You know, you have to recognize if you're the judge that you're not the chief executive. The only question you can answer is, you know, is this policy plan, is this course of action, whatever the executive is doing that you're looking at, does that violate the Constitution in some way? Not whether or not you think it's a good idea, okay, or whether it should have been done differently. And if you look at Justice Ketanji Brown, she thinks that it's her place to overrule the wisdom and the judgment of whoever sits in the Oval Office. The Supreme Court doesn't get to do that. That is the job of the chief executive. That's what the chief executive is elected for. If the chief executive does things that people don't like, that maybe it's bad policy, then you deal with that at the ballot box, not with the courts. Courts needed to be reined in. Thankfully, they were.
I thought Ketanji Brown Jackson's only goal was to appear on Broadway in a play. That was her main mission.
Maybe so. Because if you read any part of her dissent, it just didn't seem like something that would have been written by a learned Supreme Court justice.
Well, she doesn't. You know, this is something that I've gone off on the last couple of years. I'm an anti-expert guy because we seem to hold Supreme Court justices in the highest regard. In many cases, maybe we should, in Clarence Thomas and certainly in Antonin Scalia of the past. But it's amazing to me now that we get to hear more of the questions that are asked during some of these hearings, how dumb some of them are, really. Sotomayor on down the list.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. I don't know that I'm going to call them dumb, but I'll say they certainly have written some dumb things, some things that did not suggest that they were putting their best foot forward. It seems like they are not able to separate their emotions and their personal politics from their job as neutral arbiters of law and justice. Okay, that's what I see over and over and over. Out of some of these really, and this goes down to the district court level. I mean, some of these written opinions and these rulings are just absolutely just bizarre, absolutely bizarre. Now we see judges in district courts that, you know, they don't necessarily want to follow Supreme Court precedent now. They try to figure out a way that, okay, this doesn't fit my agenda. I was ruling with an agenda because, you know, I don't like the president or his policies, and now I've got this appellate ruling. I've got to figure out a way to say how this appellate ruling doesn't change things for how I want to rule. So it's just this agenda-based judicial activism that we see that's just getting into and destroying our courts from the inside out.
Phil Holloway, always great to have you on. You know how much I love you. Thank you so much. You have a great 4th of July.
You too, brother.
All right. Take care. I heard the former governor of Texas, former energy secretary, Rick Perry, talk about something really interesting and sort of out of left field for me about a particular drug earlier today on Fox. I'm going to have that details coming up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.